Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise today to pay tribute to a true public servant. We use that term frequently and often too casually, but the individual I'm speaking about unquestionably defines the term and sets an example we should all strive to achieve. Elizabeth Jean Beck Vuna has served as my district office casework manager for 20 years. She has served the Congress and the American people for over 33 years. Prior to serving my constituents, she worked for Congressman Glenn Anderson and Congressman Stephen Horn of Long Beach, California. It is worth noting that the bitter partisan politics of today have never touched Elizabeth's commitment to service. She has worked for Democrats and Republicans without concern for political philosophy. It is that dedication, that determination to help people, and that diligence that truly makes her irreplaceable. Elizabeth will be retiring on September 30th. When she does, we will be losing one of the most effective and compassionate caseworkers in the history of the Congress. Yes, I know that sounds boastful, but it is quite simply the truth. Little did I know when I hired Elizabeth in 2002 what a profound impact she would have on the lives of so many of my constituents and on me. Elizabeth began her career in public service because when her brother returned home from the Vietnam War, he could find no assistance for his PTSD and Agent Orange-related illnesses. She decided it would be her mission to ensure that other veterans would not face a similar fate, and often focused her efforts on helping veterans obtain the benefits they so richly deserved. She also felt an affinity for immigrants, since she and her husband adopted 5 orphan children from Tonga. That experience led her to become a local expert in international adoption. Her compassion for all immigrants also led her to become a recognized expert in the field, and she diligently advocated for all immigrants to be afforded all the benefits legally available to them. The number of constituents Elizabeth has helped in a substantive manner are in the tens of thousands, and I'm probably undercounting. And she has mentored other congressional staff and given guidance and direction to everyone who is lucky enough to ask her to do so. Not a week goes by that I do not hear from some of my constituents about this miracle or that she accomplished on their behalf, whether it is large or small. As her retirement became known, my office received dozens of emails thanking her for her service and asking if she couldn't stay just a little longer. She has assisted the many studios in my district, as well as the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and the California Institute of Technology, but perhaps most importantly, she has helped the individual constituent who needed a fierce champion for their cause, help navigating a bureaucracy that can seem arcane and senseless at times. Elizabeth is a native Californian, the daughter of Wilbert and Ellen Beck. Her large family is comprised of her husband, Steve, sons Jesse and Sean, who tragically, prematurely passed away, adopted Tongan children, Malia, Angela, Michelle, Joshua, and Jacob, and over a dozen grandchildren. She will be missed in our office and by our constituents beyond measure, and I cannot thank her enough for her service. I ask all members to join me in thanking Elizabeth Jean Beck Vuna for her unwavering dedication to the public service, and wish her good health and prosperity in retirement. And I yield back.